Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In 2009, in a hearing before the House Education Committee, a lobbyist for the teachers' union made the mistake of referring to students as quote-unquote our children, at which point a lobbyist for the Montana Catholic Conference rose and in no uncertain terms reminded the union lobbyist and the members of the committee that children belong not to the school system or to the state of Montana, but to their parents. Thus began a policy debate that continues to this day. Every legislative session since then has seen the introduction of bills that in one form or another either assert parental rights or attempt to claw back the rights of parents that have been usurped by overzealous bureaucrats or private entities. One of the most bitterly contested was the 2013 bill requiring parental consent before a minor could get an abortion. After a 10-year legal battle, the Montana Supreme Court ruled against 73% of Montana's parents, saying that children of any age have complete procreative autonomy. Tell that to the parents. I have a feeling that ruling will become the centerpiece of the next election cycle when the current Supreme Court justices seek re-election. The next skirmish took place in 2010 when a whistleblower alerted our office that some public schools in Montana were preparing to teach sex education beginning in kindergarten. That resulted in 700 people showing up at a Helena school board hearing to voice their outrage. Sadly, the school board ruled against the parents. That resulted in House Bill 456 in the 2011 session. The bill allowed for parental control over what kids were taught regarding human reproduction in the public schools. The bill passed both houses, but was ultimately vetoed by Governor Schweitzer. The same bill resurfaced again in 2013, and this time was vetoed by Governor Bullock. Parents couldn't catch a break. Thankfully, the same bill was passed again in 2021 and was ultimately signed into law by Governor Gianforte. That same session, Senator Teresa Manzella introduced Senate Bill 400, a bill restricting governmental entities from interfering with parental rights. The bill passed both houses and was signed into law by Governor Gianforte on May 12th of that year. Finally, we had majorities in both houses and a governor who valued the rights of parents over the agendas of unelected state bureaucrats. At this point, we were making headway, but the job wasn't over. 2023 was the big push. Representative Seekins Crow introduced House Bill 676, which specified that fundamental parental rights are exclusively reserved to the parents of a child without obstruction or interference from government entities. At the same time, Senator Manzella introduced Senate Bill 518, revising parental rights to increase parental involvement in education. Both bills were signed into law by Governor Gianforte, which brings us to 2025 and the latest push. It's come to the attention of legislators that hospitals and clinics across the state are now requiring parents to get the permission of any child over 12 years of age to see that child's medical records. Children are being allowed to schedule medical appointments and withhold access to their records from their parents if they so desire. To which one mama bear recently told a doctor, quote, "My child doesn't have a job. If you treat her behind my back, good luck getting paid," end quote. As a result, Representative Nellie Nickel introduced House Bill 377, a bill forcing healthcare providers to make a child's records available to their parents within 3 days of a request. The bill is scheduled to be heard tomorrow at 3 p.m. in House Human Services. We'll be there in support because parents' involvement is critical to the health and well-being of their children. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.